Hi, this is George Thorogood, and you're listening to America's Blues Radio.
Welcome to America's Blues Radio with your host and blues artist, Jimmy Warren.
Welcome, everybody, to America's Blues Radio. Hey, it's the first Tuesday of the month. And you know what that means? It is Queen Bee Tuesday. Yeah, that's right, Queen Bee Tuesday on America's Blues Radio. And so, you know, I got a great doubleheader of some fantastic women of blues. So we're just going to jump right in. My first guest tonight is an L.A. blues artist. I seem to be focusing on the Southern California area the last few weeks, and I got Peach, L.A.
How you doing?
I'm good, Peach. How are you? Welcome to America's Blues Radio.
Well, thank you. Well, I mean, I'm only temporarily in Los Angeles.
Yeah, okay. You got some place you're going after that? Or do you, like, live in a van? Or?
Well, that could happen, but I'm based out of L.A., but we're going up to San Francisco in a couple weeks, and then we're going up to the state of Washington.
I think you're doing a festival with my next guest, huh? At one point. Yeah.
I didn't know that she was on that.
Yeah. Well, in case people are wondering what we're talking about, Peach is going to be on April 25th. You're going to be up at Biscuits and Blues, right?
Biscuits and Blues with my band.
Yeah. Now, that's not your first time there, is it?
Yes, it is.
Is it really? Okay. Well, you're in for a treat.
I mean, I used to live in San Francisco back, you know, many years ago, but I never played Biscuits and Blues during that era.
Yeah. Well, it's not only a great place to play, but it's a great place to eat. Food's really good.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We're doing two shows, and I'm taking some bad boys up there.
Uh-oh.
So we're really looking forward to tearing it up there.
Well, if you're gonna find bad boys anywhere, it's definitely Los Angeles.
Yeah, we got a lot of a lot of trophy husbands down here, yeah.
Well, see, I was thinking people like Doug, your publicist, you know, he's a bad boy.
Yes. Doug is a hard-working man. He's so fantastic.
He's relentless. I can't get him to leave me alone. He just keeps sending me people, and it's like
he is into the blues, man. He's really into it. I just love Doug.
Yeah. So let's step back a little bit. Let's get people an opportunity to know a little bit about you. So why don't you give us a little background, you know, how did you get into playing music, you know, why did you play blues instead of, you know, the cello, or...
Where did I make the left turn?
Right, how did you come to live in a van?
Yeah, well, I'm from Indiana, okay, I'm south of Chicago, and I grew up there listening to great music, you know, and... played in a lot of groups down there, and I don't know why, but at the age of 11, I started playing electric guitar. I always liked electric guitar.
Yeah.
So that's what I started out with. So, you know, in my early years, I toured around the Midwest, you know, usually with older kids that were college students, and, you know, we would go all over and play in the Midwest. And then, you know, I migrated out west. I lived in Colorado and played in bands there. Then I headed out to San Francisco. But at the time, I really didn't understand that I was actually a blues musician. I mean, I loved blues. I remember coming down to L.A. and hearing Jimmy Smith play organ when I was really young, and I would, you know, seek out all these people. But I really didn't understand that I was a blues musician. It just, you know, I didn't know that. You know, I didn't see it that way. I just looked at it like I was a musician, you know, I was playing some of my stuff and these other songs. And it was much, much later in my life that someone said to me, you know, the songs you play the best are actually blues. And you could have, like, knocked me over. I was, like, so shocked by that. I was like, oh, okay. And then I started playing in blues clubs really late, I would say. And I realized there was a man that played at a club in L.A. called Harvell's, and Jimmy Johnson, and he would let me sit in the back of the band and just play guitar all night and just sort of chunk away back there in the back. And that's when I realized I was a blues musician, because that's all I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Was sit back there and play with the band. And if I could play 4 or 5 hours of blues a night, that's what I wanted to do, you know? And it was just this crazy thing. You know, it's like I never really thought I was a blues musician, but then I started realizing I was, you know? I mean, because I just love it, you know, so much, so.
Yeah. It's, I think the style of music or the, yeah, I think blues is just something that once the bug hits you, you know, once mm-hmm. it just grabs a hold of you, mm-hmm. and that it's just like you can't help but want to pour everything into
yeah.
it. You know what I mean? It just, you just want to surround yourself by it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Well, good. Yeah. I finally made sense today.
Calling it the bug is very apropos, because you know that's definitely what it is.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm looking at your website. It's peachmusic.com.
Well, it's either that or peach.us.
Or peach.us, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
peach.us. I went on a tear a few years ago to start playing in Europe. Because mm-hmm. in Europe, you know, I am treated like a true diva, you know.
Yeah.
And so I got this peach.us website, because over there they use the .fr for France and .dk for Denmark. And
right.
So I thought .us would be cool.
Yeah.
So I started So I started that website, peach.us, and I played, you know, I have a band actually over there in Copenhagen, when and if I can get over there to play. I did a little recording with them. And love it over there. You know, it's pretty fun over there.
Sure.
You know, yeah.
It's a different world than the Midwest or L.A.
Yeah.
And not only that, it just seems like the music is, boy, I'm probably going to get yelled at for this, but it seems like the music is means more to, you know, over
the
there
music
than
is
it
everything,
does here.
You know, in. And also, though, they're not so, you know, their radio stations will play a little bit of everything, like radio stations did here when we first started having radio stations. So, you know, when you're over there, the people that you know or the musicians, you know, they play a wide variety of music.
Yeah.
And everybody knows everybody. It's really great. And they love, love, love American blues. And so I just need to go where, you know, where I have to go to play the music I love, you know.
Right. Right. Let me ask you, how did, because I have no idea what your real name is, you know,
uh-huh.
probably 50 million other people. How did you come to be known as Peach?
Well, back in Indiana, south of Chicago there, I have a sister. And my sister, when we were little, called me Peachy. Oh. And she would just sort of stumble over her words. And then someone said, that sounds like Peachy. So actually, I was called Peachy. And then as I got older, I mean, 25 years old, sort of around then, I was in San Francisco, and at that time, I kind of went through this phase where I wanted to get away from, you know, feeling like I was a hick, you know. a hick girl from Indiana, you know. So I got on this tear, and I thought, I've got to fix up my name because, you know, Peachy sounds like a little kid. So as the story goes, and how stupid I must have been, I changed it to Peach. I thought that was like this huge step forward into the sophistication of San Francisco, you know.
Right.
So I started just using Peach. And the thing was, no one ever remembers my last name.
Yeah.
So I just sort of dropped my last name. It wasn't any kind of a rock star moment. It was just that, you know, no one, even guys in my band, I asked them to spell my last name, and, you know, held a fire to their hand. They couldn't spell or say my last name. So I just go by Peach. It's just simple.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like things to be simple.
Right, right. But, you know, I've actually considered changing my name to Celery.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. You know, a lot of people don't, you know, use their full name or their real name or whatever.
Right.
You know, I go, you know, everybody knows me as Jimmy Warren, but Warren's really my middle name.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually took it off a guy at the hospital. That's really where I got it from.
That's right.
So tell me a little bit about your music.
My mom actually played blues piano.
Oh,
and
really?
We had this crazy, no, not professionally, but like we had this crazy old piano out in the garage. And we would bundle up and go out there like in the dead of winter, and she would play, you know, like St. James Infirmary and all this stuff. And she would play like stride-style piano.
Mm-hmm.
And we would sing along. I mean, it was just, you know, what we did. And we didn't think anything about it, you know.
Yeah.
And then I started singing in the church when I was real little. And that's sort of how I got started, you know, playing music. And mostly, too, because my mother always supported the idea that I was going to play music. So, you know, if I said, hey, Mom, can I be excused from dinner and not do dishes because I want to go ahead and practice guitar, she would always say yes. So I real early on found out, you know, that I could just get out of a lot of work by just playing guitar.
Wow.
So I would just, you know, and then... You know, it would really honk my sister off. You know, I only have one sister, but that's just how it was, you know. And so really early on, I was sort of a little diva that way, you know. Just, you know, with my guitar and my amp and, you know, never touched those dishes, you know.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I wish that would have worked for me.
Oh, it worked like a charm. My mother was such an advocate of music, you know. She just thought it was great that I played.
That's but great when you're surrounded by that, you know, growing up. Yeah.
My dad wanted me to play country, and I was never drawn to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really, really made him mad because I very early on was a pretty good guitar player and guitar picker. And he just felt, you know, that was just such a waste of time because I wouldn't play country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that really bothered him. But my mom was always like a blues and jazz person, so she was, you know, she was very happy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's play Doug Sibby some of your tracks. And
uh-huh.
So, you know, we definitely don't want to go through our time here and not hear some of your music and that.
Uh-huh.
I actually have had the opportunity to listen to these songs, you know, all the ones that he sent me quite a few times, and I really enjoy them, you know.
I think
they're really, really good. I think you did a great job. And so let's play, this was one of my favorite ones that he sent me. It's called Come Up and See Me Sometime.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so let's play that. Come Up and See Me Sometime by Peach.
At the edge of the town,
Come Up and See Me Sometime by my first guest here on America's Blues Radio, and that is Peach. It's a great song.
Thank you so much.
You did a great job on it.
I like that song a lot. It's a lot of fun play.
Yeah, hey, Siskel just gave me the thumbs up. So what's on your agenda for 2014? You going in the studio? Are you just going to... You know, do like Tommy Castro
right now,
and a bunch of...
I'm going to do these two little out-of-town gigs, the Biscuits and Blues, and then I'm going up to a festival in Washington called Untapped, and that's on Mother's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I may or may not go over to Copenhagen in August for a festival. That's sort of pending. And then I would like to probably in this fall get into production of a new CD, and then, you know, and then the following year tour and promote that CD.
Yeah, yeah. Now, have you self-released your CDs? Or are you signed to a label? Or
I'm not signed to a label. I've self-released CDs in the past. It's possible I might get on a label out of Europe, but, you know, I don't really try to control things so much anymore. I just do my art and let the chips fall where they may. Yeah. So.
You know, I think that's a Southern California thing.
Oh, yeah?
The reason I say that is because when I had this same conversation with Solomon King, that's exactly what he said, too.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, I don't even know what the business of music is.
Well, I mean, as a band leader, I have to pay attention to that, you know.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I am also very much dedicated, and my feet are on the ground, firmly on the ground, that it's really about the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so... I have to stay very focused on that. And like right now, like tonight, I'm even hoarse because I've been singing all day with my band. And, you know, we are trying to put together a whole bunch of new music to go up to San Francisco with, you know.
Yeah.
And we intend to go on up there guns a-blazing. And we just thought we needed a lot of new, fresh music. And we just have been at it. I've been working now with a guy named Jamie James, who was with a band, Jamie James and the King Bees.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been singing harmonies, and that's like a whole new thing for me to be doing with blues. You know, I've never had a singing, guitar slinging, you know, guy in my band like this. And so we're, you know, we're really, really excited about playing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a fanatic for the guitar, and you've talked a little bit about the guitar this, you know, while we've been on the phone. So are you a fanatic for the guitarist? Are you passionate about the guitar, or are you passionate about
blues
guitar?
My former husband felt
that I had
too many guitars.
Yeah.
And last year I got my first Telecaster. Don't know why it took me so long, but it was so wonderful to bring it home. And now that's my first axe, is the Tele. And, you know, I came home and I'm single, and nobody said I have too many guitars, if that gives you any indication how I feel about guitars. I don't feel like I have.
Are you always messing with your sound? Are you always trying to?
No, actually, I've listened to a lot of guitar players my whole life. I love guitar players. I saw Jimi Hendrix back when. But the kind of playing I like that B.B. King style. I like simple, which is really interesting because the hotshot gunslinger that I've got with me right now, Jamie James, he likes that style as well, but that's not necessarily his style. Mm-hmm. And so it's really nice. So I'll take a solo, and my solo stands on its own.
Yeah.
Because my solo is more like, you know, old school kind of, you know, a very simple B.B. King type solo. That's just what I want to hear.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to play. Wow. But, you know, but I've worked with so many guitar players. I don't know why, but, you know, I've gone through a lot of guitar players. And I can't imagine why, because, you know, I can't imagine that I'd be hard to work with or anything. But, you know, or that I get bored easily. I just don't know. But, yeah, I love the guitar. I love it. But I have my little setup, you know, and I like to keep it simple. I've got a boost pedal, a Centaur boost pedal, which I just think is, you know, absolute bomb. And that's it. You know, that's all I want to do. I don't want to play with a bunch of effects. I went through all kinds of phases, you know,
yeah,
with the guitar.
Cool.
But that's pretty much it. And I play a little slide, and I have a two pickup slide, you know, guitar.
Yeah.
But really, my main axe is a standard six string. You know, it used to be a Strat, and now it's a Tele. It's an Asher Tele that Billy Asher made.
Yeah.
And
Well, cool. Well, you know what? The music's great, and I want to tell people they can go to peachmusic.com or peach. Is it peachmusic.us?
The simpler website is just peach.us.
Peach.us.
Yeah.
And your music's available. Is it like iTunes, Amazon,
yeah,
all those places?
There's stuff on iTunes. And there's some videos that are free that are on the front of that website that we just did this year with James Gadsden on drums, Ken Stange on keyboards, who was Joe Cocker's keyboardist. He's the guy going with me to San Francisco. Del Adkins on bass on the video, and Josh Scalaire on guitar on the videos. And all those are on the front of the website. You can click and listen to them. And Josh was Etta James's guitar player. He was her guitarist and music director for many, many, many years.
Oh, cool.
And,
well,
you're
in good hands then.
Yeah, he's a great guitar player. Also, you know, I mean, crazy great. And he took a solo on that song on the video Today I Sing the Blues. And what was so screamingly funny to me about that whole thing is we went down there and I wanted to get some video. And we go down there and we had never played Today I Sing the Blues as a band. We had never rehearsed it. And so it was not the song I was trying to get, you know. And then when the girl that was editing it, Hannah Nielsen, started editing the footage, she says, "This is the song." She goes, this is it right here." So they all call me up and they go, "Hey, you know, I'm going, yeah, like that's not the one I want, because I want one where I'm taking a guitar solo." you know, so people can actually see, you know, that I'm, you know, actually, you know, I need to kind of prove to people visually that this is, you know, what I do. So they're going, yeah, but, you know, but Today I Sing the Blues is a great piece. So anyway, that's why we ended up editing it and put it out there.
Yeah. Well, they can go to peachmusic.com and
get that.
There's a bunch of videos on there, and we want to encourage our listeners to, you know, check out your music. If you're in San Francisco, April 25th, you're going to be at the Biscuits and Blues.
Right.
And while you're up there, have a bowl of gumbo and a biscuit. Oh my God.
Oh man.
It's really good, man. You know, Peach, I appreciate you, you know, taking some time to come on here, and it's been a pleasure to chat with you and to get to know you a little bit. And hopefully, you know, next time I'm out in LA, you know, maybe I'll shoot you an email or something, and
we can
connect.
Yeah, get before you get here, because I'm sure we could run around to some blues places.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and hopefully we'll talk again very, very soon. And we're going to get out of this section here with Peach, my first guest, with a song off of her release. This is called Someone Else is Stepping In. Oh, you did a ZZ Hill tune. Someone Else is Stepping In. Right?
Yes.
This was Peach. Thank you so much, Peach. You have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Thanks, girls.
Came home this morning, oh, what a shock, when he found out his key no longer fit my lock. Oh, baby, you can go back where you've been. You've been stepping out. Someone else is stepping in. I was a fool you could count on, the one that you could call when no one else was at home. Oh, baby, stepping in. stepping in. Someone else, somebody else, someone else is stepping in.
You're listening to America's Blues Radio on the Artist First Radio Network. Now back to your host, Jimmy Warren.
All right. Thank you for joining me on America's Blues Radio. You know, once again, it is Queen Bee Tuesday on our program, which means that we are celebrating women of blues. In the first half hour, we had Peach, and all the blues artists out there. But tonight, right now, we have Lisa Mann. From
Howdy.
You're from Portland, right?
Portland, Oregon, yes.
Can't tell by the accent.
It's pronounced Oregon.
Now, you had to go hide in a car in order to be able to do this interview, I hear.
Yeah, I'm actually at the Alberta Rose Theater tonight. My husband plays bass with Kevin Self and the Tornadoes, and they're playing a double bill with Tommy Castro tonight.
Oh, well. So it's, perfect.
Yeah, but it's damn loud in there, so I went out in my car.
You're missing Tommy's show.
I know.
I'm really sorry. You know, Tommy was a guest on my show not that long ago, so you can always go back and listen to the archive of that. That's just as good as watching him live.
Great. I bet he's got a million stories.
He does. So let's talk about Lisa Mann.
Sure enough.
Yeah, let's talk about you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? You know, first of all, I am, you know what, there's something when you see a lady playing a six-string bass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't see that too often.
No, you know, you see it more often probably in jazz.
Yeah.
And fusion and that kind of stuff. But, you know, I ran out of frets one day and I thought, I like to be able to play chords, you know. Sometimes I play with a power trio, and it's nice sometimes when the guitar player is soloing it. With my thumb and my left hand, I can really hold down a bass line and then occasionally drop in some little chords in between, too. But also, I just love having that low B string. A lot of songs in the key of C and the key of D, you can really get way down low. And, you know, it scares people. They see it, but then they hear me play and they realize that I'm not abusing the thing. So I'm not one of those type of bass players. It's like, you know, noodly and showing off. I mean, it's really important to me to be in the pocket and to, you know, I kind of emulate those bass players, like, you know, James Jamerson and those guys, try to put a little swing and, you know, you can get a little ornate with it, but the most important thing is keep that groove, you know.
Right. You know what, my good friend JoJo Garza, he plays bass for Los Lonely Boys. And
yeah.
He plays a six string, and he does exactly that, boy. He stays right in that pocket, and it's thunder.
Small world, because last night I was it last night or the night before last? It was the 44s were in town, and J.R. Lozado, I think his last name is, his dad is in, you said Los Lonely Boys. I'm thinking Los Lobos. I'm getting them mixed up.
They both start with a Los.
I'm getting my Los L's mixed up.
They both start with a Los.
Yes, you know, you do. You run into some six-string players, and in a lot of, like, the soul blues acts, you'll see, like, some big, burly black dude, you know, with a six-string bass. And, you know, it's more acceptable, I think, in, like, soul blues and jazz and stuff like that. But, you know, like I said, I you know, it scares people when they see it, but they just got to hear it.
Right. Well,
and it converted.
Yeah. So what's your background? How long have you been doing this? How long have you been playing bass? How did you even fall into playing the bass?
Well, I grew up in Charleston, West Virginia as a kid, and my parents were kind of, they weren't hippies, but they hung out with hippies, you know, and so they would play music like Cream, so I would listen to like Jack Bruce and Deep Purple, and you know, kind of that acid blues kind of stuff, and I just fell in love with that sound. And the first thing I did was I plucked out Smoke on the Water. I think that's like the first thing everybody learns to play, you know, a bass line, you know. And so I plucked that out on my mom's guitar, and I thought, you know, I need to buy a bass. And here I am 11 years old. What am I going to do? So I actually found a bass at a place called B&B Loans in downtown Charleston, West Virginia for $237.25. And I walked home from school every day, and I saved a dollar of my lunch money, and I ate, I was probably malnourished because I would eat like a piece of bread or a can of beans or something for lunch, and I would save that dollar every single day and try to pay down this bass. And then my grandpa paid a little extra money on it. So yeah, I've been playing bass since I was 11, 12 years old. I've been playing six-string bass since I was 19, 20 years old. I've been playing, you know, I started playing in bars when I was 19 years old, and so it's really the only job I've ever had is playing bass and singing. I became a band leader, started my own, you know, fronting my own act back in like 2006. And that's when this whole adventure began. And that, boy, that's a whole new ball of wax right there, being a band leader.
Well, it looks like you released, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you released your first CD in 2010, and it was self-titled.
Well, actually, I released two kind of locally produced CDs in 2006 and 2008, but they were both like kind of all over the map because I love music, all different styles, anything from, you know, like arena rock and hard rock all the way to country and, of course, blues and rhythm and blues. And so those two albums were just kind of, you know, like I said, a local release. And so I took the kind of bluesier cuts from those two, and that's where the first CD, Lisa Mann, came from. So that was a compilation CD. And then I got a couple of extra tracks on there, got Down Home Blues. Terrific keyboard player here, Janice Scroggins. She's actually a Grammy Award winner. She played piano on a couple of tracks on that CD. The local harmonica player, Jim Wallace. And, of course, my really good band, Jeff Knudsen. He's always been there on the guitar. And yeah, so that's where that came from. And then a couple of years later, 2012, came out with Satisfied. And now we got a brand new one, Move On.
Move On,
that's,
right.
That's just a couple of weeks old. It's still a little baby.
Did you birth this little baby? Did you self-release it? Or are you...
Yes. I'm fully individual operation. I am kind of like the songwriter, the band leader, the producer, the manager, the tour manager. I kind of do it all at this point. But you know, I kind of consider myself a small business owner. It's basically my own. I haven't really named a label, but it's kind of my own label, and I, you know, kind of do my own thing. And I've been blessed with some family help from my stepfather. And I call him my executive producer. And I've just been blessed to be in a music town with so much talent to draw on. From Mitch Cashmar was on this CD. Kevin Self was on the last CD. Joe Powers is this world-class harmonica player. He was on the last CD. There's just so much talent and so much great blues in Portland. Lloyd Jones was on my last CD. So, you know, I've really been blessed.
Yeah. Well, the new CD is great, and it's available on iTunes and Amazon and CD Baby and all over the place.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's jump in and let's listen to the title track off of your new CD. This is Lisa Mann off her 2014 release. This came out a couple weeks ago. This is called Move On.
Well, now let me tell you something. I think you know it's true, yeah.
don't give you any other choice.
Steve Lukather of Toto, and you're listening to Jimmy Warren on America's Blues Radio.
All right, that was the title track off of Lisa Mann's new CD. It's called Move On. And we were just talking a little bit. Tell us, you know, tell our listeners, how's the CD doing? You know, what's the response been?
Man, I've been getting so much positive response. Like I said, this is, you know, just a couple of weeks old. Just came in the mail, you know, the hard copies, started, you know, sending them out and getting added to a lot of radio playlists. I want to thank you guys for playing this, and I've been getting a lot of emails back saying, great CD, sounds terrific. I'm really proud of the performances of all the musicians that played on this CD and the engineer here in Portland at Opal Studios. It's just, I'm a proud mama.
Yeah, well, you should be. You know, some people when they go to our website, which is americasbluesradio.com, we have a new page on our website. It's called the Listening Room. It's where people can go in and they can actually listen to full-length tracks of various CDs. And your CD is one of the top CDs that's on our site. And people can go on there and they can listen to, there's four tracks up there. And plus, there's also a link where they can go and they can buy it directly from you right there. So if people want to listen to it, they can go right to our site as well.
That's right, americasbluesradio.com.
Yeah.
Come now, come often.
But you know what? Let's talk about your shows. What do you got coming up that you want people to really know about?
Well, I've got a couple of Etta James tribute shows coming up. The band leader named D.K. Stewart put something together. We're going to be performing here in Portland and also at Bronze Blues and Brews Fest in August. Actually, later on this month, I'm actually flying out to Boston. I'm going to do some shows in New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island the last week of April with a woman named Diane Blue. Man, she is a tremendous singer and harmonica player. We actually met at the IBCs a couple years ago. So we've been doing this East Coast, West Coast kind of thing. Then she's going to come out and play with my band at the Waterfront Blues Festival on July 4th. I'm playing the Untapped Blues Festival in May. I'm going to Belgium with Karen Lovely. I've had the opportunity to play bass and do some backups with amazing performer, Karen Lovely, and we've gone to Europe a few times, and we're going to Belgium in May, doing the, you know, there was a Sin City soul blues thing that happened last year in Las Vegas. This has become the Big Blues Bender. We're going to play in Las Vegas. That's also in August. I'm going to be planning a tour of California around that. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff already confirmed and lined up, and lots of eggs waiting to be thrown into the pan too. And man, we're just looking forward to getting out on the road.
Yeah, well, people can find out more about your, not only your music and that, but they can see your schedule and stuff at lisamannmusic.com.
That's right.
And that, yeah, you're gonna be at one of my favorite places, which is Black Eyed Sally's. That's the one.
I love that place.
Yeah, that's good.
The art is great. The food is great. The staff is wonderful. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to be Black Eyed Sally's. That's Hartford, Connecticut. That's going to be, let's see.
April 26th.
April 26th. Going to be at Pittman's Freight Room the night before in a great room called Chan's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Going to be there with Lydia Warren and Diane Blue. And some of the gals from the Love Dogs as well on Thursday, the 24th of April.
Well, so that's going to be a great few nights there.
You bet. She's going to wear me out, Diane. We're going to have so much fun.
Well, this has been Lisa Mann, and the name of the new CD is Move On. And once again, you can get it iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, or you can go to lisamannmusic.com. You definitely want to check her out. She's going to be pretty much kind of all over the map, but you can definitely go to her website to find out where she's going to be. And you can also go to americasbluesradio.com, go to the listening room, and you can listen to the full tracks off of her new CD, get a preview of it. And then after you listen to one, click the buy button and go to her site and purchase it because it's very good.
Right on. Thank you.
Was that a good plug?
I appreciate the appreciation. That's for sure, man. Thank you.
Yeah. I want to thank Lisa, man. I want to tell everybody to tune in next Tuesday. Next Tuesday is Top Shelf Tuesday on America's Blues Radio, and my guest is George Thorogood. So, yeah, it's great. And, you know, you mentioned Jack Bruce earlier. Jack Bruce is actually going to be on the show June 10th, I believe.
Ooh, I'm going to listen that day, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's going to be a great one. So we want to thank you, Lisa, for being on the show. And we're going to get out of here. I know we didn't get to tell the story, so maybe you can come on another time and tell me the story about this because I ran out of time.
About the blues is my medicine?
Yeah, blues
is my medicine. Let's dedicate this to the memory of the late, great Paulette Davis.
There we go. This is off of Lisa Mann's new CD, Move On. The song is called The Blues Is My Medicine. Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling.
I don't need no doctor to prescribe no pills. I'm no faith healer. Just to soothe my ills, all I need is a guitar playing blues so sweet, bass player and a drummer to get me on my feet. Blues, oh, the blues is my medicine. Jamming late at night, ain't nothing like the blues, baby, to make you feel.